Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. When is the last time you discovered something new, something you didn't know before, or perhaps you found something that was important to you many years ago, and you rejoiced when you found that which you thought was long ago lost? I think we need some fresh hope, maybe rediscovery of some things which were so very important to us many years ago, but perhaps have long ago been discarded or forgotten. Let's rejoin Nehemiah in chapter 8 to learn from his experience in this. Yesterday, we saw the people of Jerusalem had been greatly convicted by hearing Ezra read God's long-forgotten words. They were overcome with regret and shame that it had been so long since they'd given serious consideration to God's laws, and they had drifted so far as a society. But Ezra and Nehemiah had urged them to rejoice in God's greatness, His mercy, His goodness to His people Israel. So, Nehemiah records in chapter 8, verse 12, "Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food to those who had none, and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words of God that had been made known to them." With the number of joyful gatherings we've had recently, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, college football championship, Super Bowl weekend, etc., it shouldn't be very difficult to imagine the festivities in Jerusalem that day. But please notice why they were celebrating. They had rediscovered the priceless treasure of God's Word, which they had not read or heard read for a very long time. They'd gotten busy with life. And even though they lived their lives in the shadow of the great temple of Jerusalem, where worship of God was going on day and night, it all blended together into the busyness of living life. Has that ever happened to you? Spiritual things, religious passion, simply blend into the busyness of life, and soon, those spiritual things which once were so important are simply forgotten. It wasn't necessarily intentional. It just happened as you get busy with life. Am I right? So let's rejoin Nehemiah to learn what they learned in Jerusalem in 445 BC. Have you found that euphoric times of great festivity once over can leave us hungry for more? That's what happened in Jerusalem. Look at Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 13. "The next day, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and the Levites, gathered together around Ezra the teacher to give attention to the words of God's law." Now let's be honest with ourselves, my friends. They were gathering to listen to Ezra read, most likely, from the books of Leviticus or Deuteronomy in our Bible. I wonder if you or I would get up very early in the morning and go stand in a public square with great anticipation to hear those particular books of the Bible read. But these people were rediscovering something. Their uniqueness as a people of God, and hearing from Ezra some of the great accounts of God's miracles done in centuries past, God's promises, God's instructions, and God's expectations of His people. They were deeply convicted, but also very excited about the potential of what might happen in their city if they once again realigned their hearts and their thinking and their values, their priorities, their lifestyles with God, as their ancestors had done so many times centuries before. I think it might have been Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 32 to 40, which Ezra was reading, that most profoundly impacted the people Nehemiah is telling us about. So go ahead, take a moment and turn there in your Bible and see if you agree with me. I wonder what you and I have been discovering in our Walking with Jesus journey over these months. Have you been rediscovering God's truth, and has it changed your life, my friends? Nehemiah records that the people rediscovered the festival of Sukkot, or shelters. You'll find that described for you in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 43. It had evidently been long forgotten. It was an unusual annual event that memorialized the 40 years their ancestors had wandered in the wilderness with Moses. As you read Nehemiah 8:14 and following, you'll see the people discovered they were supposed to go out into the fields, cut down and bring home branches, and then make temporary shelters in which to live for a week, reminding them of how their ancestors lived in tents for 40 years, moving very frequently as God led them, and kept them both safe and alive, even fed with a daily bread delivery from heaven called manna. Look at what Nehemiah tells us from the excitement of these people in their rediscovery of their ancient history with God. From the days of Joshua son of Nun until this day with Ezra and Nehemiah, the Israelites had not celebrated Sukkot like this. And their joy was very great. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God. They celebrated the festival for 7 days, and then on the eighth day, in accordance with God's law, there was a great assembly. May I ask, how do you intentionally remember the events which Almighty God has done in your family history, which have been remarkable and worthy of celebration? How do you celebrate these historic and important things which have shaped the unique story of your life? Do your children and grandchildren understand the importance of these events? In closing today, my friends, I wonder what you would consider to be the key to what was happening in Jerusalem in these days. Was it the reality of the recent miracle of rebuilding the entire city's circumference wall in only 52 days? Was it the scholar and teacher Ezra and their leader Nehemiah joining together in calling the people together to hear and understand God's word? Was it a work of God deep in their lives, awakening a new hunger for rediscovery of God's truth? Not just any discovery, but a rediscovery of the wonder of God unleashing his power into the lives of those who hunger to know God, hunger to have a fresh encounter with God, hunger to invite God's word to penetrate deep into their lives and make a difference in reprioritizing God's values, re-embracing God's principles, and reintegrating God's ways into their everyday living. That, my friends, is what I have found to be the secret to living life to the fullest. So I leave you today with these powerful words from Jesus, found in John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it to the fullest. So what's holding us back from living life to the fullest, as Jesus promised? Let's do what the people did with Nehemiah and Ezra. Let's rediscover, and as we do, God can change our world through his revived people. And then when you find yourself looking forward, far forward, to the day when you are preparing for eternity with Jesus, maybe this song will bring you great joy as you reflect on your life well lived to the fullest with Jesus. The song link is in your notes, my friends, and God bless you today.